Capital 263.
What up? How you doing? Welcome to Nayona and the other guys and figuring out adulthood in 30 or so minutes. And today's actually could be just 30 or so minutes because, you know, this is an after work special. So we're all at home in pajamas or some sweater, some fleece thing that you got from a bureau that your mother got from Lord knows where, which is exactly what I got. Navy blue. My mom chose the right colors. For those who are listening on audio, Nyasha, I'm with Nyasha and I've got two marks. Because Mark has got weird issues when he joins on Zoom. First things first, like to say, a couple of weeks ago, Mark gave me some very, very great feedback from a listener of Nayona and the other guys, and I appreciate you, Miss Listener, because this listener is a lady. But then she, thing is, Mark had sent me the actual text.
Right? What did she say? What did ma'am say? I told
Mark that I was going to say, like, bro, oh, this is what the streets call you? Okay.
We like this. Choose.
Please, Mark, allow
Give
me.
Give us the choose.
Mark was
cool. I will pay you. It's fine. I will pay you.
That's bad.
This whichever person, maybe it's a dude. I don't even know. It could be a mister. Would you make it even more interesting? This person called Mark. Markie. Like it was M-A-R-K-I-E. I'm like, look at that. Look at you in the squints. No, but Mark has got some of the listeners who listen through Mark. Give some of the greatest feedback and obviously some of the nicest names. I just didn't know they'd call you Marky in the streets, man. Shout out to you. We appreciate you so much. How are you doing, Mark? How have you been doing?
Why are you throwing men on the bus like that?
I just had to. I warned you, though. I warned you many times that I'm going to say this on the pod, and you knew this.
Now I can't wait for that cook-off. I'm so waiting for that cook-off.
Oh my God, you guys, if I hear about this cook-off one more time without an actual date, I'm going to smack one of you.
Okay. For those who don't know,
it's likely going to be you.
For those who don't know, Mark and I have committed ourselves to having a cook-off. And Mark, from time to time, sends me warning shots about the things he's going to cook just because he's a better cook than I, and I am the underdog. And Nyasha is still trying to become a judge on the cook-off. We already know that Skittles is going to be a judge. Yes. And I've come up with a very brilliant concept of how we're going to judge because we have actually got a theme, which is Netflix and chills, right? So, yeah, Mark has been breaking, showing me, like, scaring me. But you know what? It's fine. I'm going to be all right, all right? Just pause for a second because I just need to do something because I'm at home. Just hold on. All right. Okay, so we're back. First things first. So that's the cook-off story. Nyasha, I saw something that said Les Spot is back open and I saw some really dope stuff on your Instagram. Yo, tell me what's going on.
You don't even know the half of it. Mm. Yesterday we had a photo shoot and like the photographer just sent me some stuff. Mm. Even I'm just like, is this me?
Oh my God.
Is this actual? Like it's looking real fire. So, and I'm meeting with someone tomorrow, hopefully, who's helping me doing like my branding strategy and how I'm going to roll things out. So I'm excited.
That's dope.
I'm excited.
I love that. Do you want to be one of the judges for our cook-off?
I have been saying this from the word jump. And y'all niggas were like, no, you can't. But I think because I have a know-how, I think I should.
Mark, do we want to be a judge on our cook-off?
No, we don't.
We don't. Yeah. No, I feel like...
Why? Yeah. You don't have a valid reason.
No, we do. We trust me. We do.
Mark,
what's the reason, Mark?
Here's my bright idea, and this will give you the reason why. Because our theme is Netflix and chilled, I think we should look for a young couple, like a boyfriend and girlfriend, preferably or like on the after talking stage, and they should be the judges. We should simulate the whole thing and ask them, yo, listen, your date is on us and we're going to be cooking the food and you will let us know if this was a great theme for Netflix and chilled. How's about we do that?
You know what I think?
Now, no. Nyasha, no. Are you part of that couplet? Are you in a couple? Are you in a post-talking stage? You see, I ask these questions not because I want to violate them small, sure. But I just think it is a bright idea. But you are not the target market.
Yeah, Nyasha, you are smartly taken out of the equation.
You know what, guys? The lie is, I think you're just intimidated by the level of my palate. It's too high for your basic cooking.
I'm taking that with offense. Sure, I can cook. Okay. So please don't put some respect on my name.
Don't just be out here telling us about your palate, because if you didn't say show me what that mouth do, you then scream sexual abuse.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Oh, so, my mouth can do a lot.
Please put some respect on me. What can
it's like? Weird, because if it did, I don't know why you're single.
Can we move on? Enough. You're also single, bastard.
But I'm in the cooking challenge. I'm not the one trying to be a judge.
Nyasha, what does your mouth do?
Tastes food, makes sure that there's seasoning. You know, I talk, I smile. You know, nice things.
Okay.
That's what she brings to the table, you know?
That's an entire conversation that I think is a very toxic one. But anyway, continue.
Actually, to be quite honest, when it comes to the conversation, I've actually reverted, and I'm thinking, if you find yourself what a girl comes to the table with, then you don't be with her. Because if a girl was really like, if you really like a girl, you can already see the things that she comes to the table with without even, you don't even have to ask. Facts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Usually that question comes when people are angry and in an argument and they just trying to put each other down like you're trying to do to me, you know?
Yeah. But anyway, let's get to about a week ago so we can finish this after work, after work program. Like, about a week, we are ready to go. About a week ago.
About a week ago.
All right. Me.
I will be married.
Okay. About a week ago. First things first. Again, this is after work. We're just chilling. But you know, on my mind, I've got Father's Day. Right. First things first. And I think, you know, many times I really don't care about Father's Day like that. Like I do, but you know, you're like, happy Father's Day, whatever. This year hit me a little different because I was seeing lots of people who are like, young couples, and then the wives who love their husbands who are young guys as well, saying happy Father's Day, like they got a little baby who's like 2 years old, and like damn, you know. And you know, like something really iconic happened within my friend circle recently, and a lot of people have been like asking and looking at me funny because of that. And you know, I'd be like, I want to be a dad. I feel like I've been called to be a dad. I want to be a dad one day. And I want, especially for someone who is not like my child, like a wife, like a bae saying, happy Father's Day, baby. Ooh, that'd be nice. You know what I mean? So I saw it happen on social media a lot. Shout out to all my female colleagues who I've had, who I've seen saying happy Father's Day to their husbands. Absolutely love that. But I've only got one problem with this whole Father's Day thing, and it always happens every year. You've always got the section of social media which wants to say these single women, like this single woman beyond some, you know, happy Father's Day to me because, you know, single mom and I'm doing the work of a father and a mother. Like, nah, B. Like, of course, if we're tired of the conversations about whether we're supposed to be celebrating mothers on Father's Day, and then you've got the other side saying, you know, how come on Mother's Day you'll never see single fathers saying, you know what, happy Mother's Day to me, and then someone responds, say, have you ever seen any single dads?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I mean, it ain't our fault, though. You know, we out here and you squeeze, you know, not being single daddies. But my thing is, I don't know. What's the question here? Basically, where are you on that? on these women who we say Happy Father's Day to, because there's no way a mother can be a father, no matter how much he tries. It's impossible. You may be a good parent, but why do you feel like it's so okay for us to invalidate Father's Day by just mixing in like mothers in it? And then why do we then also go to those women and start shaming them for, because I saw Shaddai like talking trash, like,
we don't listen to Shaddai. Shaddai is a nonsense human.
Okay, but my first question, what do you think?
I think that there's two sides. Okay, so there's, I think we need to look at the reason why there's no father in the picture, right? And sometimes perhaps it's a way for the kids to, like, I don't know if women are meant to then over, like, force the issue. I think if a child comes to you and says, oh, mommy, happy Father's Day to you by themselves, out of their own volition, then that's completely different because they're appreciating the manly role that you take in their lives.
There is no way a child can go. There's no way a child can go to their mother and say Happy Father's Day unless the mother has made an impressionable thing on the child to say, I am filled up the role of your father and mother. Ajite.
But then, technically speaking, because if you're a single parent, majority of the time you are going to have to play both mom and dad.
Yeah, but like what Onai said, you can't replace the quote unquote man's role, you know, you can't replicate that. Like, when you can be a good parent, but then go to the extent of saying, oh yeah, I'm fulfilling the fatherly role as well. That's a bit too much, guys. That's a bit narcissistic. No offense.
I don't think it's narcissistic. There are women who are just doing it.
Nyasha, do you know how to be a big brother? Do you know how to be a big brother?
No, of course not.
Exactly. Why?
Because I've never tried. Because I play my big sister role.
Because you're not a dude, fam.
But there are some women who can be like, oh, you're bullying my little person. Let me come beat your ass.
Who said that's a father role?
Okay, maybe let's start with defining what are the premise. What is the premise of a fatherly figure?
A father figure means a man in your life. First of all, before we even... No, hold on. No, that's what it is. Why is it women just cannot accept that you can't be a man in a child's life? Like, a manly
because
figure...
Because you want to go to bachelor parties.
Sorry. There was a bachelor party that Mark and I attended. I am not going to say much about that bachelor party, but I know in the arrangement of it, I told Nyasha about it and she wanted to be there so bad. And it was so cool not to invite her. Oh my gosh, I had so much fun not doing that.
Anyway.
Especially because I think I'd said to her, like, I think we might want to have snacks made by you and stuff. And I'm like, she believed me. Because she wants to be one of the boys. You can't be. Not because you aren't good enough as a friend, you dope, but you're not one of the boys. Accept it. Have you ever seen a guy who goes like, I want to be one of the girls? Like,
yes.
That is so gay.
And yes.
Because girls can be fun.
Let's be honest. girls aren't fun, guys. I'm not going to lie to you. One girl is fun. Girls is a squad. Like, Mark, have you ever been like, oh my gosh, I want to be like in that girl squad for just... I just want to hang out with them girls. My gosh, it's going to have so much...
I think you guys hang out with the wrong batch of girls.
You are one of my only female friends. I've got like... And you play a good role at it, right? And you're pretty cool. Bring three of you.
So you're saying that you couldn't hang out with, say, me, Pat, V, and Fuzzy and be fine?
Hey, bro, it'll be difficult. I don't know. Like, y'all will get it. I just couldn't even handle just you and Valeria the other time. It's like,
but then me and Valeria is like a serious combination.
Exactly. So I'm like, I know, like, yeah, too much girls. Like, I need a couple of dudes around to just balance things out. Like,
Yeah, yeah, but I don't mind being around dudes like that. I think
because guys are like generally accommodating, girls are selfish, which is exactly why they still want Father's Day, even though they were given a whole Mother's Day, right? Like,
no.
And they have International Women's Day as well.
And they've got International Women's Day.
And the rest of the year is all about men.
Actually, it's not. It's actually not. It's actually not. It's actually not about men.
You have made it a man's world.
No, no. Have you ever heard the International Day of the Boy Child?
No.
No.
Do you know that it was on the 17th of, if I'm not mistaken, May? Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to like International Girl of the Day of the Girl Child, we all know. When it comes to International Women's Day, Women's Month, Women's, yay. We all know. And when we just,
I mean, you guys get prostate cancer.
No.
You get prostate cancer.
Do you know what? If women could do no show in November, they would usurp it as well. They would. I swear to you. Like,
do you know what it is? You don't just get, I think. It's been it's being highlighted in our generation and probably the generations to come because feminism has come into play. And so we are trying to make up for the time that, you know, it's all been all about men.
Make up for the time you want to destroy, which is which. Because you like you want to destroy certain institutions that are there to support men.
You know,
section of the internet that would so want International Father's Day to be abolished. I swear you will find those.
Yeah, you will find. Yeah, because they'll tell you their single parent households are all run by women. So why should we have Father's Day? Men are the problem. Men will embarrass you. Hey guys, relax. And the one thing we do have Father's Day. Like y'all want to take that too? Relax yourselves. You know what I mean? It's not fair. It's not okay.
You have your birthdays as well. Anyway, that was not the question. The question at hand was, what do we think about women trying to own Father's Day? I don't think they're trying to own it. They're just trying to fill a gap so that when, like, if these kids are in a school setting, right? If they were going to school, COVID done killed things. They don't have to feel the gap as much. They have someone to say Happy Father's Day to. Maybe this woman, these mothers don't have father figures that are good enough to consider as father figures. They don't have males in their lives that they consider father figures for the kids. So they have to step up and fill in the gap.
Nyasha. Wait, guys. Nyasha. That's why it's called parenting, not dual parenting by a single parent. It's parenting because it's one.
Benka, you need to play.
Do they?
You need to be all encompassing.
No. You don't. You don't. You don't actually.
Yasha.
What do you mean you don't?
No. Hold on. Like I'm saying, Kuti.
I'm holding.
A kid does not have to have a person to say Happy Father's Day to when there isn't a person to say Happy Father's Day to. It's as simple as that. You don't have a person say Happy Father's Day, it's fine. It's okay. Woman, don't try to be out. Do you know what? The dopeness of a woman should not be taken to be fatherhood. It's dope motherhood. It is just motherhood on steroids. Great. You know, she's doing things that she... But it's not fatherhood, though. You know
what
I mean?
All right. I'm just saying she's just trying to fill a gap that's there for whatever reason.
Yes, but I'm just saying, fill it up and don't take Father's Day. No, trust me.
She's not taking Father. It's not like she's going next door.
Do you know what? Actually, most times, a woman who says Happy Father's Day to me, because that's not even about the kid. That's about her. It's not even it's not even about having the kid feel left out. No, it's not even. The woman is not just going out of way. I'm going to say Happy Father's Day to me just because I don't want my child to feel left out. She's trying to send a message out there.
It's like she's trying to prove something. I'm like, yo, guys, we get it. We appreciate single parents, you know.
But
it gets a bit overwhelming at times because
I'm gonna take everything. Everything.
We're not trying to take everything.
Okay, that's
men need to learn how to share men need to learn how to share better.
I just asked you, would you be dope as a big brother? And you're like, no, because you're dope as a big sister. And you're dope as a big sister because you're built for that. And you don't have to be a dope.
That's a bad example. That's a bad example because I choose to continue to play my sister role and I don't want to play a father role.
If you're a big brother, you wouldn't have said that.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, because you wouldn't understand because you ain't a big brother.
Onai, you're using a very, very, very silly argument and you know it.
How?
I think the women who, even if they want to have recognition for themselves, it's because they want it. There's some single mothers out there who aren't clamoring for the Father's Day
attention. We love those.
Because they're cool with being mothers. And then there are those who also want to be, you know, acknowledged for the hard work that they put in, especially, and you'll find...
We can acknowledge them on Mother's Day.
Usually, it's mothers of boys. Very rarely, if it's mothers of girls, do you see them trying to be, oh no, I'm a father too. No, it's because they want you to see. What did you see? I didn't need a man to raise a man.
You don't even know that as a woman, could what type of a kid is going to turn into just because there wasn't a man in his life. And yes, it might not be her fault that there wasn't a man, like so many circumstances. But I feel like it is very myopic for women to feel just because they raised a child and he's up to adulthood, that he's going to be super holistic if there wasn't a man who you could mirror himself against. I think it is. Like, and I'm going to say it from my own personal experience because I come from a certain family where a greater part of my more like teenage life, I lived with my mom. Mm-hmm. Now as a grown up dude, I'm like, I can see the gaps. Like my mom was great. My mom is absolutely amazing. Role model. I ain't even going to lie. She did a lot and she's dope. But I do see the places where I'm like, if the Bali was, you know, they in the situation, I know how I would have dealt with this. I can see like why it's important to have like both a mom and a dad, like swatching that balance. I can see it now that I'm grown. I can totally see it. And this does not mean that my mom didn't do a good job. She did an absolutely amazing job, right? Because look at me, like, I don't think I turned out bad, but I can definitely see where there's a gap, where I would have wanted to have a Bali. And I would have felt the same if I didn't grow up as that part of my life with just like if I grew up with my dad, I would have felt this is the gap where I would have loved to have like the mother figure who to mirror to as a guy. So I'm just saying it's very myopic just for women to think just because I raised him alone, that he's got this father, like mirroring, mentoring, manly, whatever, masculine energy. It's very, very, very myopic for women to feel that way.
They're coming for you.
Chigongumo, I'm right. No, they can come for me, bro. Like, I don't care, bro. Ew, sha. Listen, when I was safe, still didn't get chicks. So,
yeah.
If I was safe, hopefully, maybe it'll work.
Part of me comes up to think that these women who even come on Father's Day, instead of like what Nyasha was saying, like clamoring for attention, I feel like the other side is they feel some form of insecurity that they want to overly prove themselves. So it's not like they are very secure, but there's a certain level of insecurity for them to then be like, oh yeah, look at me, I'm doing all of this.
I don't blame them for doing that. I'm just saying it's not an okay thing to do. That's all. I don't blame them for that insecurity. All right, we've defeated Nyasha. First round. Ginding, ginding. Let's go to the second round. Let's get straight to the filling station.
I don't like your combination, Murichu.
I love it. I love it. Okay, let's get to the filling station. Really, really though. Really, really, really though. Hey, Nyasha, please.
Hi. Welcome to the feeling station.
I love the fact that even when you're in bed, just laying down, like days done, you can still switch that voice up. You know what I mean? That's what your mouth can do.
You know the drama.
Nyasha, There's going to be the new.
You said what, Mark?
There's going to be the new voice for Siri.
Yeah, I'd love that.
I would love to do, guys. I stay saying I'm still looking for some voiceover opportunities, whatever, you know.
Actually, Nyasha, I have got a question. Does your voice sound like this when you're speaking in Shona, though? Like, do you feel like your voice is made to sound romantic in Shona? Like, why don't you try do This Is the Filling Station, but in Shona?
Okay, wait. What's Filling Station in Shona?
You know, chiteshi che. Chimagaramoyo.
Okay.
Shona is violent. Something like that, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Tinokuchingamizai, kuchiteshi che magaramoyo. I mean, if I practice it, it's smoother than English. It's smoother than English, but I think. If I practice, it could be a thing.
Go and do like the airport announcements. You'd be dope at that.
Yeah, but you have to do them in Shona.
So basically, air them.
But in Shona, though.
Yes. South African Airways.
No, I wanted to tell us that passenger number. I don't know. I don't know passengers. You have to get to the like checkout now. Like, they try that in Shona.
In Shona?
Yes. Keeping it local. Shona is not nice in public, guys. Like, I swear. Like, let's go.
Okay. Maskati yakanaka. Passenger onai shonewa. Murukudewa ku gate number 502. Ndege yakuda kusimuka. Thank ma maitabasa.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be like, Kundipa, they might be blazer. Anyway, let's get into this. Speaking of speaking, right? So, there's a new term, which obviously you guys have heard about. It's apparently a Gen Z term. When I did my research, apparently a Gen Z term is called the talking stage. As far as I'm concerned, this blogger, I will say her name, and her name is, her name is Damisola Sulaiman. She wrote it on Medium. It's called The Dreaded Talking Stage. All your burning questions are answered. I'll share the link with you. Shout out to her because you provided me fodder for this podcast. Now, the thing is, the talking stage apparently is supposed to be like some stage before like you start actually like get into a relationship or you get to know each other. So for single people who will not be judging the cookout between Mark and I, they get into, you know, quite a number of these talking stages. And I have also in my single days.
Yes. In my current single days.
In my current
I've been going through a lot of talking stages.
I don't know about a lot. I've gone through some talking stages and geez, some of the things, they are frustrating, right? So I wanted to come to the podcast and talk about some of the more frustrating things about talking stages. I was going to start with Nyasha actually, first of all. Like, what are your biggest frustrations in the talking stage?
My biggest frustrations is that I think people are stuck in this, and this wanting to present a certain facade and wanting to be, and it's always the same questions, always the same topics.
Favorite color.
And you know what I'm saying? I actually saw this, but there's this comedian, poet item. I'll share it with you. I hope I remember to. I'll share it with you so that you can like also share the link to that. Oh my gosh, she's like, I'm so tired of asking what's your favorite color. John's was gray, Peter's was blue, Ngi's was yellow. What am I supposed to do with this information now when I've moved on?
That's the thing. And one of the things I hate about that stage is don't even get into a talking stage with two different girls at the same time. Fam, do you know how hard it is to tell two different girls how your day was? Like, so how is it?
Because the enthusiasm is different.
Oh my gosh. And you're trying to keep it up because you're trying to make things fake. You know what I mean? Recently, I don't know if it's a talking stage or what, But I was really like fascinated by Talking Stage Zimbabwean version is asking Kudum Tupoko Ndewuti, let's start there so that we know as we go forward that I'm not dating my distant cousin. You know what I mean? It's insane. It's insane because I think for me, like what you're saying, I just want to get to the point is like, yo, bruh, will this end in Mjol or Lol? Like, we need to know now. Like, do you like me or not?
But, yeah.
Like, the question I then have about this is, if we just run to do you like me or not, don't you think that we are taking away the reason why the Talking Stage is there? Because you really do need it to kind of figure out who the person is. Or maybe we're going about the Talking Stage wrong. But then again, sometimes I worry, oh, if I then quickly go into asking the deep question, she'd be like, yo, it might scare you. Because then I'm a bit overwhelming sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You didn't have to agree with that. But for me,
I'm one sorry, of the most, but it's the truth.
One of the most frustrating things is like me wanting to rush to be who I am, but I'm afraid if I rush to being who I am now, you might just get scared or will feel weird because I know I'm extra, I'm very animated, and you might mistaken that for a person who's childish and immature if you don't really know
that's
me like that.
That's what I was saying, that people are out in these streets pretending to be things that they're not in order to attract or to maintain certain relationships. So when you finally, you're like, whew, I can breathe and just be me. The next person's like, what is this?
This you?
Can I?
What about you? Talk to
me. In you being afraid to be yourself, don't you think that you are depriving her of your fullness? No, for lack of a better word.
It's not me being afraid of being myself, but with a person like me, with a character like mine, a person will need to ease into me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, because I'm a lot. Like, I know I'm a lot. Like, you know, I've been in Talking Stages where they don't even know I do a podcast. Like, it's weird. Like, I've got layers. I realized for me, the reason why Talking Stages are frustrating for me is because I'm a person who's got many layers. Like, there's so many layers of who on. I think there's so many layers of who so many people are, but not like me, though. Like, keeping it a bean. I realize I'm a very interesting person, right?
Jeez.
So, but then if you hear about all I am Kawan, you might feel like, so this guy does a podcast where they talk about adulting, sex and stuff, but he's also a Sunday school teacher. And he's also doing that. And it's so, and then there's this loud, big character of mine, which you, yo. It's a lot.
But
that's the frustrating bit. I think I came here to vent. And I, yeah.
Now, pedal to the metal from day one, my guy. At least for me, that it has worked for me. I'm just like, I'm going to show you who I am from day one. If you feel like it's too much, it's okay. You can say so. And if you can't handle it, you step. It's cool, bro.
I think these are lies. I think these are lies. Because you can't.
Sometimes, they're actually not.
No, I think it's good to do, but I think in practice it's very difficult not to try and give a presentable view. Because it's almost like who I am is this. This is what we're how we are on the podcast today is truly who we are. Like all relaxed and hair shabby and just in bureau clothes and all that, right? If you give this to someone on the first day, they may be like, face yoga, out of Brazil. You know what I mean? So you always gotta like
if you don't show your true self from day one, I feel like you set up this precedence whereby over time you don't even open up yourself to this person. You keep holding back and you're like, oh no, I will open up when she's ready, when I'm ready. And as time goes on, you end up just closing yourself up and not being open. That's why I'm of the opinion that be yourself from day one, show your craziness from day one, so that you, if you go past the talking stage, there is no precedence, and the precedence you have, rather, is you are just being yourself from day one. And it's just you opening up easily, talking to this person, and just enjoying, as compared to taking the chilled route. That's the thing.
And what do you do with failed talking stage
people?
I agree.
You just move on. You move on.
How do you tell them that our talking stage is failed? Do you ghost them? Or do you let them know, hey, bruh, let's be friends? Like, how do you do it?
It's a mixture of both.
There's no communication.
That's ghosting.
Like, communication. No, not ghosting. I don't ghost.
No, but you tell them, okay, this failed. Guys, I think you're not good enough.
Okay, for me, not good enough.
I don't think we will work.
Yes, exactly. You just see from the energy, bruh. Like, for example, I've been talking to people and they don't reply me back. I don't double text, bruh.
I want to know.
Yes, ask us. How to
successfully end the talking stage? Because when you're single, you will go through many of them. And I think sometimes it's good. There's going to be like a person who thinks like, yeah, you and them work out. And maybe you'll be like, no. Right? And maybe it might happen the other way around. How can you tell that this talking stage, this person is giving you this energy, which nah? And who's the onus on to say, like, how do you start a successful talking stage? First of all, do you tell them your intentions? Like, yo, listen up. This is what it is. I like you. I want you. Now we can do this hard way. We can do this easy way. Like, you know what I mean? If you didn't get the reference, it's Boondocks, but it's fine. Or do you just get into it and then you just find a way to end it?
Okay.
You guys have been in the talking stage for too long. Because I think that's the other frustrating bit. Like, bruh, you now know me enough. Do you like me or not? Do you want to take it to the next level?
I'm about it, I just state my intentions. And then...
Off the bat? Like, uchitongo mwana uti, ayo shanda ukuda yo na uto gurora. But now, mutangata tangbo tawara na festo mbozi ya mtupo. Like...
Okay. Now I feel like I'm exposing my game here.
Teacher.
All I just start off with is, I want to get to know you.
Okay. And then?
Want to get to know you.
It's a song I want to use for talking stages. Just like, put the plug on. Like, I know the song. I want to get to know you. Like, yeah.
So, that's how I now start. I feel like it's subtle and it's...
Ain't nothing subtle about that. Ain't nothing subtle about
that.
I want to get to know you.
It leaves room for, are you trying to get to know me as a friend? Are you trying to get to know me as a human? Like,
but do you have to? But you know, do you have to say I'm trying to get to know you as a friend, or you really need to be like, I want to get to know you like a man knows a woman?
First of all, that just sounds sexual. Thank you.
Your mind's in the gutter. That's the problem. Like,
no,
I want to get to know you. Like, okay.
My mind is of a normal 28-year-old. Thank you.
I highly doubt that, but anyway.
Okay.
Is this you, Mark?
Anyway,
I was saying, yes, as Mark was saying, it's always good to state your intentions in the beginning. But at the same time, Was I talking to you or I? Mm-hmm. When I was saying we had a conversation with Anna Rev D and Mom about these added stages that have been put into the dating timeline. So there's your pre-dating, there's your talking stage, there's your actual datingness when you're not really committed and you're seeing other people, and then when you actually finally then decide to be...
That's too much for me. Too many
exclusive
stages.
And all
too
that
many
stuff.
Stages.
There are a lot of stages. Like, it's become so complicated for no reason, but I think it's also like a safeguard for our hearts. People have been hurt way too many times, too much, too quickly. So rather prolong that hurt in order to avoid it if possible.
The thing is, if you prolong it, someone might come in and get the guy or the girl.
Yeah, because right. I ain't gonna lie, bruh. Like, while in the talking stage, bruh, that is very rough. That is a war zone, my nigga. Yo, bruh. If you're in a talking stage with a shorty, please believe There's a whole like 2-3 other dudes out here trying to either maximize, trying to snatch that item, fam.
Yeah, like, so you need to be the best version of yourself.
How does, have you ever been competed for when you're like in talking stages with three different guys and you can feel good? Yeah, these guys know that each they know that.
Yes.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
Yeah, and so all of them failed.
Yes,
then also maybe I'm just a trash human.
The judge. You can't, you can't snatch a human being. Like, seriously, you can't get one out of three. You have to be a judge.
I don't know. Maybe they were trash, man. There's some trash dudes out there. I don't know if we answered any questions because I want to wrap this up. The last question. How long is a talking stage supposed to be?
As long as you want. That's a personal thing.
Exactly. Has Nama limits?
6 months a talking stage?
Ah, that's too much.
Yeah.
I thought you guys...
Long!
Ah, that's too
much.
That is too much. Because, no. Onai. Remember, bruh. Remember. In this 6 month period, are you talking to any girls or not? Right.
I don't know. It doesn't really matter, but still 6 months, fam. Like,
in the talking stage, you're not committed to anyone. You're not obliged to be, to not talk to other people.
But Miri, what, remember one podcast where she was like, no, if you're in that stage, you should be telling all the other girls that you're like 1 of 5.
For me, it's too
much. Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. Kutika, talking stage, it's open season.
Bruh.
Nasha, here's the thing. For me,
it's
not because I talk to one girl at a time.
Mark,
so I have to sit
Mark, there. Really? Do you?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
I don't believe you, though.
I do hear all of my... Like I say, talking to two girls or multiple girls, it's stressful.
Exhausting.
One person at a time. If it fails, then I move on. That's why 6 months for me is too much, because I'm like, nah. So,
okay, yeah, for you, it could, because you're doing monogamous pre-dating things, then I guess it makes sense.
I've talked to two girls at the same time, and fam, I could never be a polygamous man. That is not easy. I like talking, so obviously, every conversation, I'll be trying to be lit, and I'm trying to be different, and I'm trying to tailor make these conversations for each girl. For goodness sake, this girl does not like Bold and the Beautiful. This girl likes Grey's Anatomy. I don't know, man. Nah, couldn't be me. Like, I tried
too much information.
No, none of them girls I've been in talking stages with have actually mentioned any of these stories, by the way. Just putting it out there.
But I have a question for you.
No,
guys.
I mean, but you're still getting a lot of information coming in that you need to then get to. Hey, one of these times, also, if you're in a talking stage, don't be in talking stages with people with similar names. Please.
Are you the hottest Nyasha out there? I don't know, bro. Mark, what's your question?
Okay, my question was, obviously we said everyone has got like their own time frame for this talking stage, right? Like, what's your typical lane? You have a typical lane. What is your typical lane for talking stage?
I think like 2 months, maybe.
You have 2 months.
I think 2 months you should be ready to know. Like, to be honest, I think the moment you see a person, you can tell whether this is gonna go or not. Now you're just trying to either confirm the feeling or deny. Like, because I feel like most times, especially if you have a really honest conversation, you can be taken. Like, this person, I'm already attracted to them on a physical level. Now I'm just trying to figure out where. Like, if we vibrate at the same level mentally, and then the next thing is like, hey, bruh, do you believe in polygamy or not? Like, are we of the same tupo or not? Like, you know, like, that type of... Like, we're now just getting to those conversations where you're asking, like, deal breakers and stuff. And you know what? I was talking to this other homie of mine, and I said, I think just before you exit the talking stage to getting into the next thing, you should have a conversation about the red flags you saw in each other. I think it's smart.
That's
yo, you know what? We may be jumping, but let's have a conversation about red flags now, so that you can see, like, this is orange, it's not red.
I will reference something that Miri spoke of a while back, like in one of her Betty Banter series, like stock take, have a stock take, you know, before going to the next stage. Just as a stalk to and find out if you're on the same page and if it will work. Because you don't get to the next stage and then you discover something about this person and it doesn't work out. So before that stage, have your stalking kind of think about the possible deal breakers and the red flags and see if you can get over those. And then you proceed.
I think that would be smart. Anyway, guys, listen, I really want us to wrap this up because, you know, life. But I wanted to have this conversation because, you know what I mean? The streets need it. Do that stock take. Go 6 months. I don't know. I'm not going to do that. Because you're going to then have like the dating phase where you're now like really like kind of exclusive. And then you're now trying to figure out like how many kids you want to have and all that other jazz. I don't know, man. Good luck to you.
I'm just saying dating in this day and age is just painful.
It's tough, especially in your 30s, my nigga. Damn. Like, because now at my age, because some of us
are like at your age.
No, at my age, I'm just, listen, I've got no time to waste, but sometimes you can't rush things. You know what I mean?
You can't rush things, but at the same time, I think it's easier because people are more direct about what they want. In the 20s, people who are DTF aren't open about being DT. Well, people that just want to smash, they're out here trying to play the long game like they're serious, and yet they're not. At least the older you get, the more direct and open people are about their wants and needs in a relationship or whatever interaction that you are launching.
But Nyasha, you find that out of 10 humans, only 2 or 3 are direct. The rest are still...
regardless of age. We all fake.
Exactly.
We're all silicone.
Now there's 2 or 3, 10 years ago, there was 1 or 0. So it's getting better.
Y'all are tight.
I have hope.
Well, keep having that hope, bro. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. I know our craziness can sometimes be a little weird, but it is what it is. You chose us, so, you know, you get what you get. Good luck in your talking stages. I wish you the best. I wish you love and happy Father's Day to all the Balis. Shout out to Neil, Denver, Archie, Ryan Willis, Nigel, my brother, Simba, my brother, all the dads who are my age that are fun. Shout out to you, Cisco, Ben. Which other Balis do I know that are my homies? Shout out to all y'all, man. Like, love you. Derek. Though I, like, you know, shout out to you. Can't say that to Nigel. He ain't a dad yet. Can't say that to Mark either. You lost all your kids. you can see what my hands are doing. Anyway, a bunch of half kids and a bunch of socks out there. Happy Father's Day. What else can I say? Yeah. To all, I feel like my friends are good dads. So it is what it is, man. You know, so take care. Yeah. Where can people find you on social media, guys? Can they get in touch with you?
Mark said he's not on social media.
He's out there in the streets, talking stage, Baba. Talking staging.
I'm looking for a girlfriend. I'm back.
Okay, he's back. Twitter, please. Please date Mark, please. Anyone, please. All right. How can they get in touch with you, Mark? Jeez.
Twitter. Yeah. In my phone number.
It's Kimes Mark on Twitter. He's not even going to say it's Kimes Mark on Twitter, by the way. Jeez.
We'll put my phone number in the show notes.
Okay. I will. That's what you want. It's cool. I'll do that. Jeez. Niggas out here handing. Nyasha, how can people get in touch with you? And please plug your
product. Can find, 100%. I was actually about to. You can find me on Instagram, Nyasha.Tembeza. You can find me on Facebook, Nyasha Natasha Tembeza. You can find me on Instagram as LeSpot. That's at LE.SPOT_. We make dope burgers. Yeah.
Shout out to you. Or now online on all social media platforms, all of them except Facebook. But you know, one day I'm going to come back to this show and talk about how many, like, followers I got after Hastings posted me meeting up with him. Jeez. Hastings is strong in these streets, man. I ain't even gonna lie. Just saying. Just saying, one post and I already got new followers. Anyway, new followers. Hello. How are you? Yeah, this has been 99 and the other guys. Take care and goodbye. And now.
Capital 263.